We're going to move on to the first of our features. A rather special one, in fact, to bring you, because not that long ago, last Tuesday, in fact, Gort Community School launched their Super Nines competition for 2024. The dates will be Camogie on the 30th of April. The hurling will be on the 9th of May. And it's a competition that sees the best under 15 hurlers and Camogie players in the country all coming to one place, and that being Gort, and great schools such as Art School, Reach, St. Flannan's, Ennis, St. Kieran's, Kilkenny, Presath and Rye. They have been there in the past, and no doubt they will be again there this year. It is a nine-a-side hurling and Camogie tournament, so it's one that has really taken off. And also when they had their launch in Croke Park, and they will no doubt be welcoming the president of Cumannuquath Gael, Jarlath Burns, along with Brian Malloy, president of the Camogie Association. I'm delighted to be joined now on WhatsApp by Zara Coppinger, who is the, dare I say it, Zara, would I call you the head as regards the club in the school? Also, by the way, joined on the phone as well by Colin Madden, who is one of the teachers. Zara, I'll start with you first. You're very welcome. This is a competition that has really taken off.
Yeah, it has. It's one of the biggest, I'd definitely say, in Galway and of nationally as well. So yeah, it definitely is.
And what is it that has made this so, I mean, so popular, especially amongst the schools? I know last year when we were covering it, it actually blew me away, the amount of schools who wanted to take part in it, and the fact that they came from all over the country as well as from, you know, from around the county as well.
Yeah, it definitely is. We had so many schools this year looking to take part. So I don't know. I think it's just like you have some of the best schools in the country on display, like, and some of the best hurlers and Camogie players as well. And I know we had Tralee CBS in Kerry who came on to us and wanted to do their Gaelic football version. So that's just how big it is. So they're hosting that this year as well on the 2nd of May in Tralee.
And it is Gort. It's Gort who came up with this idea of playing nine-a-side Ireland. So it's, you know, so you have ownership of this. And it must be very proud for yourself, for the school, for the whole, you know, the whole GAA club in the school, that this has been year, you know, you've raised money for charity. You've done so much out of this, and it's taken on a whole national significance as well. It's something to be very proud of.
Oh yeah, the whole school is proud of it. It's the main talk of the GAA club during the school year. So. Yeah, it definitely is.
Now, you're a transition year student, so you can now explain the background about this, because it was the transition year students in the school who came up with this idea at the very, very beginning, and it's part of a leadership program as well, I believe. So there's, you know, there is more to it than just hosting a GAA tournament.
Yeah, so it was 3 years ago that the TY students came up with the idea, and it's part of the Future Leader program. So it's hosted during Events Month. So that's kind of the significance of why it's on April, May kind of time. So it's all done by TYs. All the TYs take part and they all have a role to play. So.
Yeah. And the thing about it is all those TYs are either involved in different aspects of it. Dare I say it, it's a business as well as a competition, in the sense that people who are involved in this, and maybe you can elaborate a little bit more on it, that those particular roles all have important parts, whether it be, you know, say marketing of the event or the promotion of the event or even just the organisation, refereeing, making sure the pitches are lined. It's all a particular part that they all have to play.
Yeah, exactly. So there's a role for everyone. Be it you play GAA or you don't play GAA, or if you have an interest or you don't. So obviously there is the GAA side of it, but there's also, like, we have vendors coming, businesses coming, so sponsorship, that all has to be taken care of as well. So there's a role for everyone to take part.
I'm going to come back to you in a second. I want to bring Colin in if I can for a moment. Colin Madden, thank you for joining me as well. I mean, it's fantastic. Your teachers watching your students do this. It's just incredible to see it. And in 3 years, it has really exploded, as Zara explained.
Yeah, you're 100% right. And we're very fortunate, very lucky to have fantastic students like Zara and all her TY peers, because they do so amazing work, absolutely incredible work. And it's, we're very proud from where it started in a TY classroom in Gort Community School to what it is today. You know, and as you mentioned, 16 schools from all over the country playing Camogie and hurling, playing over the 2 days. And we're going to see the cream of the crop in terms of the schools, like I mentioned in your introduction, you know, Art School Reach, presentation Wexford, Colossal, Owen, St. Flannan, St. Joseph's, Tulla, Presath and Rye, of course, and so many more. So it's fantastic. And we take huge pride in it. And our major, I suppose, where we get the most pride is the fact that the students, the TY students at Cork Community School, take ownership of this from the very big start of the year. And as you said, there's so many roles involved and there's so many moving parts, but they've just been superb, and we can't thank them enough.
And as I explained as well, it's ye who came up with this idea. I mean, it's incredible that a nines tournament like this was the brainchild of the students in Gort, which is something to be so, so proud of, that you now have, like last year, Hilda Breslin, Larry McCarthy, they were there. No doubt Brian Malloy will be there this year. Jarlett Burns will be there as well. That the entire GAA community have, you know, seen what you've done, and they also want to get involved.
Yeah, very much so. And it's become a permanent fixture nearly in the GAA calendar, and something that everyone looks forward to, not just the students in Gort Community School, but further afield as well. And as Zara mentioned, we got inundated with schools who wanted to participate this year. And that's a glowing reference for the students and for the competition itself, because it has gone from strength to strength. And we take immense pride in the fact that we get to host it. We're very grateful to Gort Community School. We're very grateful to Gort GAA Club. We're very grateful to Quebec and to our surrounding clubs who have helped us. And of course, our sponsors, we're indebted to our sponsors, McKeever Sports this year, who've come on board in a very big way. And we're really looking forward to the 2 days.
Colm, I'll get another word from you in a minute, but Zara, I'm going to come back to you for a second. The dates you have set in stone: you had the launch in March in Croke Park, and of course the local launch on the 9th of April, that's last Tuesday, in the community school as well. The dates are set, and it's a case now of the final preparations, dare I say it, 30th of April. It's only, what, 2 weeks away, and then that's for the Camogie and the hurling then a couple of weeks later.
So kind of the main thing we're working on now is the programme to get that done, and kind of dishing out the roles to all the TY students and just getting kind of the main bits done, posters and things like that. So and we had the draw there, was posted yesterday for the Camogie, and the hurling will be next week. So all the groups and them are finalised now as well. So it's just kind of countdown really now.
Actually, where can I find the draw? If somebody's just sent me a quick question about that, where can we find the draw for the Camogie?
It's on our socials. So Instagram, GCSGA. You can find everything on our socials for that. Tickets as well are in the bio of that. So, GCSGA, Instagram or Facebook.
Right.
Or Twitter.
That's absolutely fantastic. I'm going to, would you believe, I'm looking at some of your posts from yesterday on GCSGA Club, by the way. Check that out on Facebook. It's well worth having a look, and you can get the tickets and everything is there, which is fantastic. And once I get the draw, we'll announce the draw ourselves here on air. Zara, I'll just got a final word to you, though. I mean, this is your moment as president of the club, or as chairperson of the club, that you would encourage as many people to come out and enjoy it.
Yeah, I would. It's a great day. There's much to do. We have McKeever coming there. You have a pop-up shop. We have skills challenges at the Ball Wall, which is organized by the TYs. We have food vendors, music, and of course all the hurling and camogie taking part. So,
and actually I have found the draw. It's very clever, can I just say that? It's very, very clever. You filmed it, you put it up on the Facebook page, and then the draw is following it. And now, is there a particular reason why they're colour coded, or is that just for show, because it looks great?
That was just kind of for organisational reasons really, just so we could kind of keep it all organised. So the different provinces,
your graphics designer's done a great job, I can say that. Zara, I'll let you go. I'll give the last word to Colm, your teacher, but thank you so much, and the very best of luck with it on those dates, on the 30th of April for the Camogie and the 9th of May for the hurling.
Thanks. See you, John.
Take care. Zara Coppinger there. Colm, I'm not finished with you yet. But before I do come to you, I'm going to just announce the draws, actually, as regards the groups in Camogie. In Group 1, St. Bridget's College, Loughrea, Loretto Secondary School from Fermoy, St. Patrick's College from Mahara, and St. Joseph's of Tulla. Group 2 is Presentation College, Athenry, Coloshta, Cullenballen, Colleague, Loretto Secondary School in Kilkenny, and St. Flannan's College in Ennis. Group 3, you've got Seamount, Kinvara, Erskine Secondary School from Thurles, Presentation College, Headford, and Coloshta Wira Ennis. And Group 4, you've got the home team, Gort Community School, Laurel Hill from Limerick, Mount Rath from Laois, and St. Mary's Secondary School from Charleville. All four provinces, Colm, represented. It's just going to be a fantastic day of action now.
Yeah, it's going to be a festival of top-class camogie in hurling. And as Aaron mentioned, it's not just top-class camogie in hurling featuring stars of the future in our national sports, but we also have vendors, we have pop-up shops, skills challenges. There'll be music blaring out in between games as well. So there's a real festival atmosphere to it, and we're really looking forward to welcoming everyone. And as you mentioned, we'd encourage everyone to come down, because it really is a fantastic occasion. It's the highlight of our school year.
Colm, I appreciate you taking the call and the very best of luck with it. By the way, I've just shared that draw on the Galway FM Sports Facebook page as well, if people want to have a look at it. And do have a look at it. It's a brilliantly done job. And it's just, I see Paul Bellew, I think, was there as well. And there's other stuff going on. So it's going to be a fantastic couple of weeks. And the great thing is, of course, they're transition year students, so don't have to worry about exams till next year.
Yeah, very much so. Yeah, I don't think it'd be possible to do it with senior cycle students. So the TYs have been absolutely fantastic. I said we had 150 TYs that all have a role on the day. They've all had roles in the lead up to it as well, and they're just doing an amazing job. They're amazing kids. We can't speak highly enough about them, and it's all systems go for the Camogie and the Hurling Super 9.